This is VOA News.
I'm Tommy McNeil.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told reporters that he hoped Russia would be on board with the idea. We are also ready to host a peace summit in which Russia will also be included. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said any peace negotiations must align with a 10-point plan, which includes the restoration of Ukraine's territorial integrity and the withdrawal of Russian troops. Zelensky's visit to Turkey came as he continues to press other nations for more munitions and weaponry to drive back Russian troops in the Donetsk and Kharkiv regions. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden signed a package of spending bills passed by Congress just hours before shutdown deadline. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with more.
The president, in signing the stopgap legislation, is thanking leaders from both parties for keeping the government funded. At a meeting last month, he noted the danger of allowing a shutdown.
A shutdown would damage the economy significantly, and I think we all agree to that.
This package helps fund the hiring of more air traffic controllers, housing assistance for veterans, and other programs. Congressional negotiators are working on a second package, including defense spending, in an effort to have all federal agencies fully funded by March 22nd. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police and palace guards worked Saturday to retake some streets in Haiti's capital after gangs launched massive attacks on at least three police stations there. Guards from the National Palace, accompanied by an armored truck, tried to set up a security perimeter around one of three downtown stations. This is VOA News. Poland's foreign minister says that the presence of NATO troops in Ukraine is not unthinkable. AP correspondent Karen Chamas explains.
Poland's foreign minister has brought up the controversial idea of sending NATO troops to Ukraine. Radek Sikorski said in Polish parliament that the presence of NATO forces is not unthinkable. He added that he appreciated the French president for not ruling out that idea. His comments are part of a larger European debate over how to help Ukraine, as Russia has gained some momentum on the battlefield and Kyiv is running low on ammunition. The U.S. Congress is withholding aid that Ukraine says it critically needs to hold off the Russians. This has put more pressure on Europe to respond to the war that has shattered peace on the continent. I'm Karen Chamas.
Torrential rains triggered flash floods and a landslide on Indonesia's Sumatra Island, killing at least 19 people, leaving seven others missing. Mud, rocks, and uprooted trees rolled down a mountain and reached a river that burst into banks and tore through mountainside villages in the West Sumatra province. Alaska Airlines said Saturday it is cooperating with the U.S. Department of Justice after a criminal investigation was opened into the Boeing 737 MAX blowout on its flight in January. Details from Reuters' Alex Cohen.
In a statement to Reuters, the carrier said, in an event like this, it's normal for the DOJ to be conducting an investigation. We are fully cooperating and do not believe we are a target of the investigation. The Wall Street Journal earlier reported, citing documents and people familiar with the matter, that the investigators have contacted some passengers and crew on the flight. The plane made an emergency landing in Portland, Oregon, after a fuselage panel ripped off midair. The investigation would inform the DOJ's review of whether Boeing complied with an earlier settlement that resolved a federal investigation following two fatal 737 MAX crashes in 2018 and 2019, the report added. Boeing and the DOJ did not immediately respond to Reuters' request for comment.
And again, President Joe Biden said Saturday that he believes that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hurting Israel more than helping it, and as he approaches its war against Hamas in Gaza. The U.S. leader expressed support for Israel's right to pursue Hamas after the October 7th attack, but said of Netanyahu that he must pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost as a consequence of the actions taken. Biden has for months warned that Israel risks losing international support or mounting civilian casualties in Gaza. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.